MCH. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Langston Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
It's 23 minutes to 10 in Sydney, 23 minutes to 9 where Sheridan is. Good morning.
At least you got the time right.
And on your birthday next Sunday?
Yes, it changes in New South Wales.
Queensland catches up with us. Now, you're in Queensland because you drove across the border last night.
Yes, and once again I got the time confused, so we were just a bit late for one of the music sessions. Yes, you forgot about that hour's time difference. When you live so close to the border, it's very annoying.
It's very confusing indeed.
Very confusing, yes.
Well, now, the Blues Fest, the big event every Easter up there,
yes.
And you went especially to see who?
Paul Simon last night, and my God, he was fantastic. He was just so generous. In every way, he told us how much he loved the area, how much he loved Australia. But with his encores, he just went on and on and on. And you won't believe it. The only way they could let the audience know that really this was the last encore and he wasn't coming back. Suddenly we heard, coming out of the microphone, none other than Frank Sinatra singing Mrs. Robinson, which I thought was very, very amusing.
And very amusing. And he doesn't sing it well, of course. He shouldn't have sung it.
No, he shouldn't have sung it, I agree. But Paul Simon has such a lovely, warm, young voice, actually. In many ways, he still sounds like a college boy. I thought he was just fantastic. And as I said, the encores went on and on. And in many ways, well, of course, it was full of aging baby boomers, let me tell you. But it took on a religious aspect with sort of people waving backwards and forwards and calling for more. It sort of had the feeling of almost like being in a church towards the end.
Well, he must be on a plane because he's appearing tonight at the Entertainment Centre.
Yeah. And let me say that his instrumentalists, his musicians are just superb. A lot of them are from Africa. God, they were just magnificent. It was truly a fantastic show. He was preceded by Bonnie Raitt, and in between Bonnie Raitt and Paul Simon, we had heard there was a rumour that the Boss was going to appear, but no sign of him, which was a shame. Anyway, I must say, it seems to me it's no longer just a blues festival, because I wouldn't call Paul Simon a blues singer, would you?
No.
They're trying to appeal to a much younger crowd these days, and of course I thought, gee, I really am out of it. When I looked at the program and I saw people like Grey Ghost and Current Swell and Fat Freddy's Drop, I thought, well, I've never heard of any of these people. And I suppose these are for the 20-somethings.
Chris Isaac, Steve Miller, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is on Taj Mahal, and Santana were there on the first night. They apparently were fantastic, but I didn't get to see them.
No, your youngest sister went to see Rodriguez. She had great memories of him from...
Yeah.
She said he was very disappointing.
Yes, apparently. Yes, that's a shame. But Paul Simon was not disappointing. As I said, so generous. And, well, of course, so many of the baby boomers up there, all of us, we know so many of his songs. And he has been around a long time, hasn't he?
Did he do Bridge Over Troubled Waters?
No, he didn't, actually. Didn't hear that one.
What about... Yes, well, a lot of them, of course, were done with Art Garfunkel.
Yes. He only did one number, I think, from Graceland, which was interesting, Diamonds Under the Soles of My Feet.
Oh, dear. Mm. Okay, listen, you're supposed to be talking about cooking.
Yes, now, look, I've got a fabulous recipe for you today. I know it's one you'll love, because I know how much you love meatballs, but these are lamb meatballs done in an Indian curry sauce, and they're from a new book called From India by Kumar Mahadevan and his wife, Suba. Now, he opened one of Sydney's really outstanding Indian restaurants 23 years ago in North Strathfield. It's called Arby's, and it's still going strong. And then later on, he opened one at the wharf down at Woolloomooloo. You know that long wharf that goes out over the water?
Yes,
called Aki's, A-K-I apostrophe S, which is a one-hatted restaurant in the Good Food Guide. He's done very, very well. And I must say, I've been to Aki's, and the food is stunning. Fine dining Indian, and just really beautiful. Book itself, the book From India, is a magnificent production, let me tell you.
Meatballs, going to have...
So lamb meatballs and a curry sauce. There are a few ingredients, there's always in the curry sauce, but the meatballs themselves have chilies, the coriander, ginger, cashew nuts, turmeric, lime juice, and an egg in them, and then you make the curry sauce and cook them in that. It's very delicious with some rice. And so that's from the new book from India, and that's published by Murdoch Books.
And is that your recipe?
Yes, my recipe on my webpage today.
And what about school holidays? We haven't heard them yet.
As I said to you, I think people have been very confused because Easter fell early and then the school holidays come later, and usually the two coincide. So they don't seem to realise that, the fact that they start, I think, in a couple of weeks, and I've got lots of cooking classes on through the school holidays and lots of spaces available. So all those details are on my webpage.
Which
is? SheridanRodgers.com.au.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.